Welcome to Brainwash Radio, the podcast edition. My name is John Whitney. I am your host. That is brand new music from Whitelands, Heat of the Summer. And boy, have we felt it this past week. That is the new single. It is out now on Sonic Cathedral. Whitelands, band based out of the UK. Right now, here is brand new music from a new outfit recording as Bitter Viper. But some of these names should sound familiar to long-term listeners and readers of Brainwashed. The individuals involved in Bitter Viper are Nikos Viliotis on cello, as well as Taku Unami on synthesizer, our friend Sarah Hennies on percussion, and our long-term friend David Grubbs on piano and guitars. They are all participating in Bitter Viper on the eponymous album to be released through the Blue Chopsticks label on July 25th. And here's the first song to be available from the album titled Bird of Prey, Beaten Back. Music from Adrian Sherwood from the Discoplate 10-inch series from the On You Sound label. That is the title track from the Grand Designer EP. Right now, here is debut release from newcomer Gabriel Brady, based right here in my neck of the woods, based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Recorded from his dorm room, apparently. Dayblind is the name of the release on the Tonal Union label. Apparently not made with tape loops, but made with layering all the different recordings of different instruments on top of themselves. So kudos, Gabriel. Fantastic new release. There's a review of this on brainwashed.com right now. And here is a piece which is simply untitled.
This is the sound of the champion, and we win the competition. This is the A1 sound, this is the champion sound. sound. Every night is a sound clash, and another sound get dropped. Every night is a sound clash, and another sound get clapped. Every night is a sound clash, and another sound get dropped. Every night is a sound clash, and another sound get clapped. I'll pull up the selector, tell you this is a sound place.
Slaughter 777 is a new outfit of duo Lee Buford of The Body, Sightless Pit, Dead Times, and Everyone Asked About You, and Zach Jones of MSC, Nothing, and Brave Young. The forthcoming album, God's World, is due out through Thrill Jockey on July 25th, and we heard Silk Barricade. Right now, here is new music from Tortoise, which is actually coming from a future album that is not going to be on Thrill Jockey. I think it's their first full-length album that is not due out on Thrill Jockey. But the single is out now on International Anthem. The new album is coming out in the fall through a collaborative effort with International Anthem and Nonesuch. The single is titled Organessen. And the remixes are out now. The EP has remixes from Saul Williams, Heba Kadri, Patrick Carney, Broken Social Scene, and Makaya McCraven. But we're going to play the original version of Organization from Tortoise, the first new music since, I believe, 2016? So here we are, new Tortoise music.
Thank you.
That is brand new from Blonde Redhead, just issued on Friday, June 27th. The Shadow of the Guest is essentially the reimagined version of Sit Down for Dinner. It is music from the album Sit Down for Dinner. Reimagined. Redone with reinventions, and what we heard was a piece redone with the Brooklyn Youth Chorus. We heard Rest of Her Life, the choir version, and that is out now through the Section 1 label. A limited vinyl release is available now. Right now, here is music from Brig Shambil. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correct because it's Scottish. She is a small pipes player from Scotland. This is from her third full-length album, Sunwise, which is out on the Tactile label, which is a small imprint of the Glitterbeat label. And her previous album won lots of notoriety. The new album is out now. And here is Squabog, the Sweeper.
Thank you.
that is music going back originally to 2001 from Panasonic member Ilpo Väisänen from Asuma, that has now been remastered and reissued on Editions Mego. We heard Valitseva, and right now here is music from Vanessa Tomlinson from The Edge Is a Place. It is out now through the Room 40 label, and this is a series of compositions made in 2024 using a fixed set of acoustic sound sources: a vibraphone, 8 ceramic bowls, 1 glass bowl with water, 2 metal bowls, 3 planks of wood, shell chimes, 2 cymbal shakers, hi-hats, 3 Indian bells with no donger, 1 bass drum, and utensils such as knitting needles, bouncing balls, chains, chef's chopstick, vibraphone mallets, double bass bowls, triangle beaters, all used to conjure sounds out of the objects. This is out now through the Room 40 label. Here is Speculative Ornithology from The Edge Is a Place. Thank you. That's an excerpt from Red Mesa from Xenia Pestova Bennett. Music of Anna Lockwood, The Piano Works, that is out now on Unsounds. And Anna Lockwood, music discovered by Xenia Pestova Bennett, recorded in Belfast and presented to us by the Unsounds label. That is out now. And that pretty much brings us to the end of this episode of Brainwashed Radio, the podcast edition. Thank you again to Michelangelo for sending the image used in this episode of the 14th floor elevator sign. The 14 is having some issues there, I think. Keep those images coming to podcast@brainwashed.com. You can also go to brainwashed.com to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast all over the world wide webs. You can also find some reviews of some of the music and some tour dates and some new releases. We're still trying to keep things going at brainwashed.com after all these years, but, you know, it's always a struggle when we have all volunteer staff and we all have full-time jobs, et cetera, et cetera. But we do what we can. One of the people we lost in the last few weeks was Sly Stone, a.k.a. Sylvester Stewart, legendary musician. His impact was incredible. You know, there's a documentary out on him that just came out recently. It's on Hulu. Music just touched a lot of people. Genre defiant. I mean, it was rock, it was funk, it was dance music, it was all over the place. Very talented musician, encompassed a lot of different styles. One of the first band leaders to have not only different people in the family. He had Sly and the Family Stone had, you know, both men and women playing music, playing instruments alongside each other, but people of different cultures playing music aside, you know, beside each other. So it was a, you know, very forward thinking at the time, and his absence will be felt. So in tribute to him, here's one of his songs, Everybody is a Star, as recorded by the Pastels, originally from an album from 2003, The Last Great Wilderness. But then I think this is a different version. This was compiled on the Geographic collection titled You Don't Need Darkness to Do What You Think Is Right. And here is Everybody is a Star. Thank you for tuning in, and please tune in again next time.
Brainwashed Radio.